Welcome to the first episode of Wildcat Wednesday on the Bear Down Podcast. Today's lineup includes men's tennis senior Colton Smith, Arizona volleyball freshman Carly Cisneros, Arizona track and field associate head coach Francesca Green, and Arizona softball sophomore Reagan Shockey with junior Sydney Stewart. Leading this episode off is the winningest player in program history, fresh off his final match in which he finished his senior year with a perfect 17-0 record. Colton Smith joins us now. Colton Smith, thank you for joining us on the podcast. This last year has been nonstop for you, from the semifinals and NCAA singles in the fall to Sweet 16. You've been going. I don't know if you've had a moment to stop and just reflect on all this year has been for you, but I thought that we could do so now at least. When you do look back at this past year, what things stand out to you? What highlights stand out to you?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things that stand out. I think just being able to start off the year and being with the boys since January, I think that's been super fun, and it just kind of created a great base for me to go off and play the pro tournaments. And then being able to capture my first pro title in Cleveland, that was definitely an incredible week there. And then, I mean, it's kind of since then, it's there hasn't really been a slow week at all, and so it's been surreal for sure. And I've just been super grateful to be able to do so many things with the team and be able to have been here for the whole semester with the guys and still being able to play these pro tournaments. And I mean, to cap the year off the way we did with our first Big 12 title, and then to be able to go to Virginia and be so close to getting through that match, I mean, it's so fun to make some great memories with the boys.
You finished your senior season with a perfect 17-0 singles record. Was this a goal that you set out at the start of the season for, or did you just take it game by game?
Yeah, I mean, you always kind of set goals at the beginning. You want to go undefeated. And I think that's something you set at the beginning. And then from there, I mean, the best way to achieve that is to take it match by match. And so it was kind of wasn't really looking ahead too much. It was just kind of we're trying to take it week by week for the most part.
Coach Clancy talks a lot about just your loyalty to this program, the fact that you balanced being a pro this semester with still making every match you could here. What does Arizona men's tennis mean to you?
Oh, it means the world. I mean, just to be able to have a group of guys like we got on the team and to be able to have those brothers for life and to be able to make those relationships, it's something that I'm going to cherish forever, and to have the memories as well and being able to have all the things that we were able to achieve too. I mean, it's just I wouldn't be able to pass that up for sure. And so it was always my goal to come back, and I mean, to be able to have done what I've done on the pro tour and to be able to do what I've been able to do in college and to finish out with the boys, I couldn't ask for anything more.
As you reflect on all the years here, what's a favorite memory off the court that you've made?
Ooh, off the court, that's a tough one. I don't know if I could share too many of those ones. I think just being able to spend time with the guys. I mean, we'll go to the rec and just chill at the pool for a couple hours, or just going to team dinners or movie nights with the boys. I mean, just all the little memories and things that we've done together, I think they mean so much.
I don't know if you saw, but earlier this spring there was a tweet about you being in 22 credits. Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, not by choice, though.
And you graduate this week?
Yeah, I hope so. Okay. Otherwise, I might have to add a couple more on.
So how were you able to balance just the schedule this semester? And also, can you tell us a little bit about your studies, what you were studying and what you got your degree in?
Yeah, so I got my degree in interdisciplinary studies, and so for the last two semesters, I've just been doing online schooling, just because with the traveling during the pros, I mean, they don't offer dean's excuses for that, so to be in any in-person classes just wasn't going to work for me. But I mean, the staff here and everybody in academics and athletics, they've been super supportive and helping me get the resources I need to be able to stay on top of school and being able to kind of keep up.
What do you do when you do have some downtime? I don't know if you had any this spring, but if you have any coming up this summer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's downtime, but I like to go fishing. I mean, I make time for that for the most part, but other than that, it's just I'm trying to spend as much time with the boys as possible, and so now I'm going to be on the road, and so probably going to have to start getting into some different TV shows and doing different things like that, maybe get back into tying some flies, different things like that.
Yeah, the French Open is Monday, so is that the start day?
Yeah, whenever the 19th is.
Yeah, so you're hitting the road here soon. What do these next few months look like for you?
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. I really don't know. I'm going to be in Europe for the next month or so, and so that's going to be a completely new experience to me. I've never been really outside of North America, and so I'm really looking forward to that. I'm going to have some family with me as well, and so to be able to share that experience with them is going to be super cool. And I'm just really looking forward to kind of these new experiences and really my first time playing a full pro schedule and what it's going to look like playing week after week in a different place and trying out new coaches and new experiences. And so it's going to – I really don't know what it's going to look like.
How can Wildcat Nation – I know you don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but how can Wildcat Nation keep up with you?
I'll be updating through my Instagram account. And then SofaScore is an app where – you can follow kind of all the tournaments and results through there for the most part, and we'll see. I'm sure the Arizona tennis page will probably be posting some updates here and there too.
Oh yeah, Addy and everyone here, we're going to be cheering you on for sure. Do you have a final message you want to leave the guys on this team with, and then just future Arizona tennis players as well?
Yeah, I mean, just enjoy every chance you get here. It's not going to last forever, and so try to live in the moment as much as you can, and really just try to soak up everything that they have to offer here. And it's going to be the best 3, 4, 5 years of your life, and yeah, just have fun.
Thank you so much, Colton.
Of course, thank you.
Earlier this month, Arizona's own Carly Cisneros was named to the U21 USA Women's National Team. Let's hear from the Big 12 All-Rookie.
Hey, Carly. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. So happy to be here.
Congrats on making the U21 national team.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Tell us about that whole process. You got to try out. How did you make it? How did you find out?
The thing about USA is that, like, you don't necessarily try out. They kind of watch what you do during your college season. But, like, you, when you're younger, you're invited to national training development programs. And I've been doing those since I was about 14 years old. So I kept getting invited year after year, and then I got asked to join the team. So it was kind of a nice surprise because I haven't heard much from them for like a year.
Oh, wow.
Because the National Training Development Program's over once you get to college. So this was my first college season, a chance to show them who I am, and then they must have liked what they saw and asked me to join the team.
Oh, wow. How did you find out that you were on the team?
I got an email from Courtney, who works with USA, and she kind of just let me know that way. And I got an email just telling me, here's the dates of training, and if you make the travel roster, you will be traveling to Costa Rica.
Did you have any idea that you were, like, up for this roster?
No, it's all of college volleyball. It's all girls 21 and younger. So
this is a blind surprise.
Blind surprise. Came out of nowhere, left field. It was awesome. Yeah.
That's so cool. So you said you're going to Costa Rica with this team.
Yes.
Is the tournament that you'll be playing in?
So the tournament is after. The training program itself is the 13th or the 18th. And if you make that, you're on the travel roster. They only take 12. And then that team will travel to Costa Rica, and they will play in a tournament against a bunch of other countries.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Well, nice. Yeah.
Congratulations. Big deal.
Thank you.
You are in the off season right now for volleyball in the spring. Just tell us what your life is like as an off-season athlete. I know you're still a freshman, but essentially you're a sophomore going into, you know, your next season. But what is off-season like for you right now?
Well, when we were in spring, when we were training every day, it was, you know, practicing in the morning, lifting in the morning, 6:30, 7, depending on the day. And we just train all morning until about 11, and then we'd eat breakfast, and then just focus on education, and then you can go in anytime you want. But now that that's kind of over, you get to go in whenever you want, lift whenever you want. Everything's optional right now. But like what I'm doing is I'll lift at 8, eat breakfast, and then I'll go in and take reps for about 2 hours and just kind of feel it out. Just as many reps as you can, just to feel comfortable for the season coming up.
So you kind of have to be self-driven right now.
Right. Yeah. So it's like go in if you want.
Yeah.
Hopefully everybody's going in. I've seen a couple girls in and out, but yeah, I think we're all just working on individual things. So when we come together in the fall, we're going to be ready.
You just finished, obviously, your freshman season. It was a good one. Congratulations on all the success. And
thank you.
Winning the NIVC was super fun at the end of the season. Yeah. But looking back on your freshman year, what did you learn?
I learned a lot. I learned a lot of resilience. I think there was moments when our team was down, and like in the past, they have talked about how there was some things that just didn't work for them. And for some reason with this team, there was enough girls driven and like everybody was all bought into the process. And I think I learned that it takes more than one person to lead. All of us had to step up. And since there was like a lot of freshmen on the court, we also had to take a sort of leadership role as well with the upperclassmen. So I feel like together it was helpful with Jalen and all of them like leading us because they'd done it before. But I think I learned that all of us play a role and all of us need to step up and learn. And I think what I worked on in the off season is being more aggressive in the areas that Jalen was able to do for us. And now in the upcoming season, I need to be able to take more swings, take more accountability, take more responsibility with the team. And I'm pretty excited for it.
Well, there were a lot of young freshmen on the court. So you guys will all be sophomores now, but you have some new freshmen that just joined this spring, which isn't that what you did last year? Weren't you?
Yeah, I graduated early. I'm really happy this group of freshmen did. Shout out to Renee, Brooklyn, Chloe, you know, Maya, all of them coming in. We got some height with two of them, and then Brooklyn's really scrappy in defense, and then Chloe's going to definitely help out. I believe she's redshirting, but I'm not sure. But just coming in and practicing, they all came ready to work, so that's pretty exciting. It made practice competitive.
Is that kind of common in volleyball for you guys to enroll early and come early for freshmen?
Yeah, I think it's starting a lot more. I didn't see it as much. I know I did it because I really planned on playing in the fall, and I think these freshmen are doing it just so they can get acclimated, and they saw what our team had previously done, and they didn't want to, you know, just jump in. Now they're, like, ready, and when they come in the fall, they're going to be ready to, like, play and compete for a spot.
So it's a huge difference maker if you can get that spring.
It was a huge difference maker for me, especially, yeah. I really liked coming early. I recommend it. And I'm excited to see what those people will bring, and we also have two freshmen joining us in the fall, I believe. That will also help, but I think the spring was really productive. And I think it was more productive than my previous spring here because you know every single person wanted to be there because they know what we're capable of now.
Yeah, they're choosing to come.
Right? They want to be here. That's nice.
A couple of fun questions just before you go. So now that you've been in Tucson for over a year, number one, where is your favorite place to eat?
I like Guadalajara Quads. I really like their guacamole. Really good. I think I've gone there with like every single family member that came and visited me.
You're like, oh, guess what we're going to eat?
Yeah, Mexican.
And guess what we're ordering?
Mexican food here is really good. Really like the Mexican food here.
It's really good.
Yeah.
What has been your favorite thing to do outside of the court in Tucson?
The sunsets here are just amazing. You can't compare it to anything. I mean, going up to the mountains, there's so many points that you can go up to and look at. I think I've gone up there and paint sometimes, like. You just go up there and just watch the sunset. It's so peaceful up here.
Wait, tell us about this painting.
Okay, I paint a lot. Yeah, I'm a painter. I'm actually pretty good. It started at my, like, back home. My mom and my sisters and everybody, we paint once a month. So I kind of brought that with me to college, and now I have, like, six teammates come over, and we all just paint together. We're actually really good. If volleyball doesn't work out, like,
okay.
Painting could.
We need to feature some of your prints. Somewhere, whether it's on social or here in McHale where we're sitting.
Oh, yeah. Right. Shout out to Journey Tucker and Elena Johnson. They painted with me all the time. They were regulars.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I know. Yesterday, me and Brendan Summerhill, he's on the baseball team here, we both painted summer sunsets as our theme. So I painted like beach sunsets with a bunch of palm trees, and he painted like a scenic desert. So it was really nice.
How do you get your inspiration? Like, what comes to mind?
Every month there's a new theme. So, like, March, holiday in that month, February, holiday in that month. Valentine's Day was super fun. And then January is around like New Year's, December's Christmas. I don't know.
This is organized, is what I'm hearing.
It's consistent. I stay consistent. Comes from the court.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Arizona Track and Field is making the trek to Lawrence, Kansas for its debut at the Big 12 Outdoor Track and Field Championships. Associate Head Coach Francesca Green hops on the podcast to discuss the team's mindset headed into the meet. Coach Green, welcome to Wildcat Wednesdays. You guys are about to head to Big 12 Outdoor Track and Field Championships. What has been the message to your group, specifically sprinters and relays teams, as you guys get ready for this week?
Yeah, we're super excited. This is, so obviously indoors was the first championship, and so the message we tried to communicate then was, it's the first one. Do it big, go out and give your best. They're prepared, they're ready, they're just as good as any other athlete that they're competing against. And so to compete with confidence was our main message. And I think that brought them a lot of confidence. And now going into outdoors, we're carrying that same feeling, competing with confidence, understanding that they, in some of our events, are the best in the conference. And we want to go out there and execute. And so that's our intention.
Yeah, I had the chance to talk to Coach Harvey after the indoor championships, and also I believe Zach Eckstein with hurdles, and they were just talking about the environment and the atmosphere that your team created there. What was that like at that championship, and how do you guys hope to carry that over outdoor? It's a different feeling. You guys aren't all in just one area combined like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's important to have that team support and to make sure you're paying attention to what your teammates are doing. And one event, the success in one just builds into the next. And so it's just learning to support each other. You know, yes, a lot of people are like, track is an individual sport. But at the same time, when it comes to championship time, we're a team. And we have to compete like that. And it's about the points that are scored. And so we really want to make sure that we're supporting every event group through every success, and it just kept building and building. And so the excitement indoors was awesome. My plan and my hope for the sprinters and the whole team is that we go out there and we do the same thing outdoors, and we bring that energy and do it for the A on our chest and compete with pride.
Well, it's been cool to see this outdoor season because, yes, it's a different environment, but I have seen clips of just your sprinters just screaming each other on, celebrating with you afterwards, the hugs and everything. So that's been really cool, and it's been a special spring for you guys because there's been several program records. What can you say about this group that you have this season, and what's allowed them just to take that step higher, get a faster time?
I've really challenged them to dig deep into their why, of why they do what they do. So when the days are tough and hard, and when the days are good and they're winning, like, why do they do what they do? And then on top of that, once they recognize what they want to accomplish, it just makes it so much easier for them to have that confidence standing there. And so it's been really neat to see. This has probably been the best group that I've had here. I've had some amazing athletes I've coached over the years. This group is exceptionally special because they're bought in, they're coachable, they're excited, they want to be great, and we kind of do have a small hit. No, I don't want to say, we have a list that we're going through the school records, and we're coming after all of them. So they are really trying to do that. They want to leave a mark. They want to leave a legacy, and so that's something we talk about. We just put it out there and say, all right, what are we going to do to get it? And so we got a few more to go, but they're really, really excited about trying to get there.
For those who aren't as familiar with what Big 12 championships will look like, I mean, obviously it's Arizona's first year there too, but what do these next couple days of competing look like specifically for your group? I know you guys are getting there a day early because it's a long day of travel, and then how do you guys get acclimated to that?
Yeah, I mean, biggest thing for us to get there and feel the track, see the surface. Some of the tracks, their shapes are a little different from how long the turns are versus the straightaways. So really just getting a feel for what that is. So whether we're doing some block starts or we're doing some things to really fill that surface, you know, that's the thing we're going to do when we first get there on Tuesday and Wednesday. The other thing is this track is pretty fast. We know that. There's been a lot of records that have also come on this track. And so we're pretty excited about that. We don't worry about the surface as much. But it's going to be great competition. So it doesn't matter. It's 400 meters around. But just getting used to what that layout feels like is probably the biggest things that we look at these next couple of days when we get there. And then from there, it's just really getting ready to compete on Thursday. Thursday's day one, and we're going to take each day at a time. For the sprints, most of my athletes will do multiple events. So it's also about recovery and taking care of their bodies and getting in with medical and working with our wonderful athletic training staff and just making sure they're ready to go physically and mentally.
And as people can probably hear, a little bit of background noise behind us. We just wrapped up a caravan stop, part of the Bear Down Takeover Tour here. We're at Tucson right now. But you've been at several stops so far. And as we were just talking about, this is your 21st year season with Arizona. So can you just talk about the community of Tucson and Wildcat Nation and what it's been like to be a part of this community?
I mean, I cannot say enough about Tucson. This is home for me. I love it here. The people, the environment, the weather, the family feeling that we have here in Tucson is just exceptional. And it's really made it fun to continue to be here. And so it's unreal. And so it's been really, really helpful to help our program succeed to the level that it's getting to. And we're going to continue to keep working for that Big 12 title and working for those national titles to be one of the best programs in the country. That's the goal. And it's going to take the whole community to be able to do that. And so being on these tours and just connecting with people and really having different conversations about track and about Arizona athletics has been really special. And so I have loved every minute of it. And I would do this again in a heartbeat for sure.
Well, thank you so much. We enjoyed having you at these stops, and thank you for your time today. Best of luck heading to Kansas.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It's been a historic season for Arizona softball, and the Cats aren't done yet. For the first time in the Caitlin Lowe era, Arizona is hosting an NCAA regional. We're checking in with center fielder Reagan Shockey and catcher Sydney Stewart now. Sydney and Reagan, thank you guys for being here, popping in before you guys head off to weights here shortly. But I wanted to ask you guys about the news of the hour. Arizona softball is hosting a regional this weekend. What was it like seeing Arizona softball pop up on the screen as you guys watched the NCAA selection show all together on Sunday? Reagan, I'll start with you.
It was just so exciting. I think it was like a fresh breath air. Like, it's what we worked for all season, and it was one of our goals, team goals, program goals as a whole. So, like, just to see it happen, it was just so exciting and just so relieving almost.
Sydney?
I think just knowing, like, all our hard work paying off to this one moment. It's postseason. It's a different season, and it just comes down to the nitty-gritty. And, yeah, just to hear our name called was so special, and being able to host is also so special in itself, so.
Yeah, as you guys mentioned, you know, making the NCAA tournament is always a goal that a team has at the beginning of the season, but hosting is just that more special. Can you guys talk on just the environment that Wildcat Nation provides when you guys are at home at Rita every time you take the field?
Yeah, I mean, they're just so consistent and so loyal. They show up for every game, no matter if it's a season game, preseason, even conference, they're there. And just to feel their energy as a whole, it's like having a 10th man on the field, honestly. And it's just so great that, like, Tucson shows up for softball all the time. And I don't know, it's just finally we get to give back of hosting a regional for them.
Yeah, Sydney, this is your first season too, so can you talk about just experiencing that in this first spring?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our fan base is insane, and being able to experience that for the first time as my first year being here with Arizona, it's nothing like I've ever experienced before. And just being a part of that, like, I just, like, want more and more. And being able to host a regional is, like, it's just that extra step. And I feel like it's not a reward for ourselves, but also just for Tucson and for the fans and just for the community. So it's kind of like a win-win for everyone. Yeah.
And as I mentioned, you guys are about to head off to weights. So what does this week look like as you guys gear up for Friday and then the rest of the weekend?
Yeah, I think our main priority is just game one, which is Santa Clara. I know, like, a bunch of stuff is going around about all the teams, but we always like to prioritize our first game of the new postseason, and that's it. You know, we're not trying to look too far forward, just what's right in front of us, and just tackle that head on and clean some things up. But we're just excited.
Yeah, and just going at it full force and knowing what, like, we have ahead for this week. So just putting in the work, trusting our coaches' plans, trusting our plans, and focusing on the main goal, which is game one. So.
And you guys just got back, what, Saturday night?
Yeah.
From the Big 12 tournament in Oklahoma City. You guys advanced all the way to the championship game, and you both were named to the Big 12 tournament team. So congratulations on
that.
Thank you. Yeah, Reagan, I wanted to ask you a question about that because you had a phenomenal weekend, obviously, but especially at the plate. And it was highlighted about that triple you had against UCF.
Yeah.
You're normally a slap hitter,
yeah,
but you were swinging this past weekend. Is that something you've been working on?
Yeah, I would say I've been working it all year. I feel like the girls try to try to get me to swing away a little more, but obviously slapping is my safe suit. But I feel like just in that moment for our team, we just need a little spark, something different. I think we're all talking to each other like, someone do something different. And I was like, I guess I'll swing and see how it works. But I just think, like, the confidence that my team gives me for hitting away and stuff like that, I just felt right in the moment.
And Sydney, you had your 17th home run of the season, so great at the plate as well. But I want to ask you about catching too, because you were catching runners off guard, catching them off plate. Is that a focus of your game lately?
Mm-hmm. That's been one of my main goals since coming here. I talked to Coach Lapp and Burr just about not only like my offensive goals, but also my defensive goals. And last year, throwing out runners like wasn't one of my strong suits, so I wanted to make it a point to, you know, gun runners out and just work on that aspect of the game. But I just feel my confidence growing, and it's so cool because I feel like defense and offense work so much off of each other, and when I have confidence in one thing, like, it's just gonna feed into the next thing, and it's just like a cycle. So it's really cool to have those aspects of the game just feed off each other.
That makes so much sense. And then you guys were on the road for 11 days straight, is that right? Was it more than that?
I think it was
11. 11 days straight, because Houston series went immediately to Oklahoma City. So what was some off the field highlights from this last week plus of traveling together? I know you guys went to a basketball game. I'm sure you guys ate a lot of meals together. What was a highlight for you?
Honestly, we always have fun just finding anywhere that shops are. Like, just anywhere to go shopping, we will jump at the opportunity. And I think once we finally got to Oklahoma, there was like a Lululemon or something, and we all just went there just to have fun and just like release some energy. But just little things like that's always fun, because you just get to talk about maybe non-softball stuff and just be, I don't know, be girls and go shopping and just have some fun.
For me, it was definitely kava, because I've never had kava before, but we went, like, I think a couple weekends ago, and there was a kava in, was it Houston or Oklahoma?
Oklahoma,
and all of us just, like, I feel like we all love kava.
Yeah, there's, so like, 25
Yeah,
of us.
We went, like, 3 days in a row, but also just, like, getting to kind of explore the places. That's what I like about being able to be in this conference, too, is, like, just traveling and seeing new places, and we got to go to, like, Bricktown, which was really cool. We got to watch a baseball game. We also, I think also just playing too at Devon Park, which is awesome, because that's the end goal, is getting back there. So
Definitely a huge just advantage of being in the Big 12 is getting to see that before, you know, hopefully going back. And then another highlight, I think we all saw the video of Devon getting the Big 12 Player of the Year announcement. That was so cute. I loved how they announced it.
Oh, we also watched her get drafted.
Yeah.
And that was awesome, too, because obviously it's the first time that they got the golden ticket. So there's, like, a lot of firsts to that, too.
Yeah, a lot of firsts this week. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What has it been like just playing alongside her this season and just seeing some of those highlights, getting drafted, the ticket, getting the Player of the Year award?
She's just an energy giver. Like, if that would be her name, that's it, just energy. Like, she is so consistent with her passion and her love for the sport that's so contagious that I generally think the team just feeds off of it, the fans feed off of it, the media feeds off of it, and it's just a great – she literally represents Arizona. Like, if you think of Arizona softball, I think of Devonette, so.
Yeah, I agree. Devon just, like, eats, sleeps, breathes, like, University of Arizona, which is so inspiring. And I think being able to not only, one, be her catcher, but also just work so close with her within the lineup, too, because I feel like usually we're either I'm 4 and she's 5, or she's 3 and I'm 4, and being able to feed off each other and, like, just have that communication of, like, hey, this is what I'm seeing. I think that you can work well with this, and it's just so special because just being able to have a player like her, it's just inspirational, and it honestly, like, inspires us to be better and do better. So, yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much, and best of luck Friday and this weekend.
Thank you.
That's a wrap for this week's episode. Thanks for listening to Wildcat Wednesday on the Bear Down Podcast.